Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Network. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's broadcast of Making Inspired Choices with Coach Linda. I'm your host, Linda Stevens-Jones, and I'm delighted that you've tuned in today. Happy August to each of you, and I hope you're enjoying a beautiful summer inside and out. Today, if you're looking for some encouragement and thought-provoking conversation to help move your life forward, you're in the right place. If you're listening for the first time, welcome, and thanks for tuning in today. This show is broadcast twice a month on the first and third Tuesdays at 12 noon Eastern, and I'm happy to have you for every broadcast in this community of encouragement and uplift. We all need that sometimes. Here, you will be accepted just as you are, with support and without any judgment. If you're listening to this broadcast as a replay sometime after 12 noon on August 1st, greetings to you, and thanks for making time to listen in after the live broadcast. Today, I'm sending a huge shout-out thanks to my last guest, a dynamo mother, Ms. Joanne Latimer, author of the inspiring book, A Ray of Light, and her daughter, Ms. Jamise Pinkney, attorney and founder of the Ophelia Foundation. Our topic was Be the Change You Want to See, and their investment in helping others and transparency with their own life journey made for a riveting interview. Go back and listen if you missed it. Go to the same link for a replay, or you can download Making Inspired Choices with Coach Linda, episode number 39 on iTunes as a free podcast. That's episode 39 on iTunes. You download Making Inspired Choices with Coach Linda and look for episode number 39. And now for today's topic. It's taking care of your mind, body, and spirit. Stop and think for a minute if you had to grade yourself. How well are you taking care of these three most essential dimensions of your life? Your mind, your body, and your spirit. Here are just a few ideas to get you thinking about this topic. Are you ensuring that you choose what your mind is exposed to, what you see and hear? Are you learning and nurturing your creative side, for example, by writing, visualizing, or reading something that inspires you regularly? Do you pay attention and make healthy choices about the food you put into your body? Are you usually eating a balanced diet? Are you mindful of how you treat your body? Do you try to maintain a healthy weight and ensure you get some exercise to strengthen your body? Oh, and here's one. If you have an injury of some kind, do you go easy to allow your body to heal completely? How about are you getting adequate sleep? And then, how about your care for your spirit? As a Christian, I consider spirit the tie between us and believing there is a sovereign God, and through our spirit, we stay connected to Him and Him to us. Do you have a relationship with God? Do you try to live in accordance with His teachings and His direction? Do you have faith that the world is not, in fact, on your shoulders? And lastly, have you experienced the power of prayer and hope? Okay, so as you can see, this is all about self-care. Why this topic today? I know someone's out there always asking, why did she choose that? Well, specifically, I believe in self-care. Or more specifically, I believe if we commit to better self-care, it would open our lives up and we view the world and how we live in it through a different lens. It can change our view from one of high stress, never enough time to get things done, hidden resentment or anger, envy, fear, and self-doubt. We can go from that to a life of great health, positive attitude, active faith and hope, generosity, more laughter, helping others, and generally more contentment. What do you think? Is what I said or any of those questions resonating with you? I want to hear your views on self-care when we take callers a little later in the show. But right now, it's time for me to introduce my special guest, who even gave me the idea for this topic. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a special pleasure to introduce my guest and friend, Ms. Felicia Meyer Deloach. Felicia is a licensed clinical social worker and has worked with children and families for more than 30 years in a variety of settings. She has particular interest in working with children, adolescents, and adults around issues such as trauma and anxiety, self-esteem, social difficulties, as well as persons with cognitive delays. She has a private counseling practice in Fairfax, Virginia. Additionally, Felicia is a licensed school social worker working in Fairfax County Public Schools and the home liaison's office where she works with homeless students unable to reside with their family. Recently, she collaboratively designed a behavioral health program and provided targeted support to students and families in the Mount Vernon school pyramid. Currently, she is privileged to be the school social worker at Key Center, serving students with severe and multiple disabilities along with their families. She earned her bachelor's degree in special education and general education from Central Washington University, and she earned a master's in social work from Virginia Commonwealth University. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome Ms. Felicia Meyer Deloach. Felicia, welcome, and thank you so much for being my guest today.
Linda, thank you so very much for this wonderful opportunity. It is just such a blessing to be with you today.
Thank you. I know your expertise and insights will give our listeners a lot of inspiration. So let's get started. Felicia, tell us a few of your core values that drive your life today.
Linda, I really believe that my number one value is to be able to serve the Lord. I wake up each morning excited to see how God's going to use the talents and gifts He's given me to be able to do His work.
Amen. As you know, our topic today is taking care of your mind, body, and spirit, which you gave me the idea of. Thank you. In my opening, I gave the audience loads of questions to consider on what's involved in taking care of all three dimensions of ourselves. And I shared why I think it's valuable. Today, I'd love for you to share both your professional experience as well as your personal experience. So why do you view taking care of the mind, body, and spirit as important?
Well, first, I'd like to say I loved your opening. It was terrific, and it was the things that I try to help others with daily. And I think the real important part is if any of those three aspects of our life are out of balance,
mm-hmm.
our life is out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
So when I work with clients, I work on being able to balance all three of those
mm-hmm.
so that our lives feel most productive and we feel most grounded and hopeful.
Hopeful. I greatly appreciate hopeful. Yeah. And, of course, it's about balancing those three. But I have to ask, is one area more of a priority or more essential to pay attention to than another?
I believe the area that should be the most highest on our priority list mm-hmm. is the area that we feel the weakest.
Oh.
The area that we feel is the most difficult for us to attain balance. So sometimes for me, that might be exercise
mm-hmm.
because I have sort of this crazy schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I work at these strange hours, and the time for me to exercise is about 5:18 a.m. However, then there are other times that I can just pop my eyes open and get that done,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll realize I didn't spend the quiet moments I need to start my day in prayer
mm-hmm.
and meditation. And I'll realize that because, again, if I don't exercise, my body starts to break down. I'm much more tired.
Mm-hmm.
I have less energy.
Mm-hmm.
If I neglect the spiritual aspect,
mm-hmm.
things don't seem to go well in my life, and my perspective of how things are going is negative.
I see. Very, very good insight. I appreciate that insight. As a clinical social worker, what do you see when a client neglects one of these key dimensions, or any of these key dimensions?
Well, I think, and again, I am a clinical social worker, so I have the opportunity to work with people in many different states,
mm-hmm.
and that is just such a blessing for me to just learn
mm-hmm.
about different people's lifestyles and belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the first things that I find is that it's especially in this part of the country, but I think all over, people do not get good quality sleep. It's the very first thing I see. I talk
mm-hmm.
to people that say, well, I get about 6, maybe 7 hours of sleep. And right now, data says that for adults, the best amount of sleep is 7 hours. Not even 8.
Mm-hmm.
7 hours is optimal. But it's 7 hours of high quality, uninterrupted sleep. And when we have a screen on before we go to bed,
mm-hmm.
we have interrupted our sleep pattern to begin with. So research has shown us that when we have TV, our iPhone, or even those our electronic readers,
mm-hmm.
that light really triggers our brain. It really signals our brain to continue to be on and move and process. And it takes about an hour for our brain to begin to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are laying in bed and you fall asleep with one of those screens on,
mm-hmm.
you're not getting the quality restful sleep that your brain needs to wake up feeling nourished.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, please forgive the disturbance. We are going to have to disconnect and reconnect in just a moment. Please stay with us. Stand by.